The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, lots of you who listen to this show regularly will remember Mandy Kelly. She was with me some weeks back describing the situation with her two sons, Zayn and Kareem. She has not seen them now in 2 years. They're 5 and 3, or they are now 5 and 3 years old. So many of you actually were touched by Mandy's story that I think the video of our conversation, Mandy, was viewed 2.3 million times
on
TikTok. So an absolutely kind of incredible resonance, this story, with people all over the country. And I know there's been a development in the story, so we're going to talk about that. But just for people, maybe the few people left who didn't see that TikTok or didn't hear us talking on the air, remind us of the situation.
So first of all, Kieran, I just want to thank you for inviting me to speak again with you. So in March 2022, almost 27 months ago, my estranged partner and I and our two beautiful boys, Zayn and Kareem, went on what was supposed to be a family holiday to Cairo, Egypt. And unfortunately, at the end of that holiday, disaster struck in that my children were taken from my care, forcibly taken from my care. And unfortunately, due to concerns surrounding my safety, I had to make the inevitable decision in returning to Ireland, because having been there and tried to seek support from the Irish consulate in Cairo and the Department of Foreign Affairs here, to which was no avail, I had to make that horrific decision.
And you haven't spoken to the kids since that day, and when you were here with me, you described
that. I haven't heard my children's voices since the 11th of March.
And there was some initial over and back with your estranged husband, but that has ended a long, long time ago as well.
It was with his mum, but it was very fragile. It was incredibly fragile, because part of the plan, Kieran, and I know a lot of listeners get this so difficult to understand, is that part of their plan was that I was to return to Ireland, sell the family home, which is in my name. And before the trip, a family member, a very close family member, had sold property, and he knew that there was a substantial amount of cash there. So, and he had actually invited that other family member to travel with us, but unfortunately, fortunately, and that person was actually my mother. So,
So that's the situation. He disappeared, your estranged husband, when you were on this holiday 27 months ago. No contact whatsoever with the kids since then. Some small contact with him through his mother for a very, very,
very
short period of time.
We're talking about one line, like, as in, how are they? They're fine. That's all I was getting.
So you've no idea to this day how the boys are, how they are settling in or not to their new surrounds, where they are spending their time, who they're spending their time with. None of that, you know.
All I just know is that they're living with their grandmother, and obviously my estranged partner is with them.
So initially, what help was provided to you, or maybe the answer is no help whatsoever, by Egyptian authorities or by authorities in Ireland?
To be honest with you, Kieran, I have had to learn how to, you know, go through a lot of closed doors, an awful lot of them. But I am determined to not only seek justice for my children and I, but for all the other parents that have gone through this horrific ordeal. Like, even since being on your show, a lot of parents, both mothers and fathers, have actually reached out to me with their own experiences, but unfortunately they weren't strong enough to either fight the battle, or they were afraid in going to the media. And I would like to reiterate that going to the media was not something that I that I wanted to do. Mm. It, like, as in, I give my ex-partner ample opportunity to return to Ireland with my children, even before pursuing local or international charges. So I have been incredibly reasonable, and I know that at least I can go to bed at night knowing that I am doing absolutely everything for my children. My children are at the heart of this. Two little boys who need their mother. And you can imagine, Kieran, that I've had to experience even comments from high levels of authority who not only think that I am trying to punish my ex-partner and that my goal is to try, and I've been told as well that I'm trying to change the world, and all I'm trying to do is to change my children's world for the better.
So what has happened? What's the latest development then?
So through my mediator, Dr. Micheál O'Hurley, and my Egyptian lawyers, who I'm incredibly grateful for, and through help even here from the chief of the Islamic community, Dr. Umar al-Qadri, who has been of incredible support. The chief prosecutor in Egypt, which, as I say, I don't purport to be an expert, but it would be the equivalent of the DPP here in okay. Ireland, has requested to meet with me in order to continue proceedings, and obviously to question me, because they are now taking the case on, not only that it's a civil custody case, but that it is an actual parental abduction case. And I think one of the main reasons may have contributed to this is my ex-partner's refusal to accept a mediation offer with an Egyptian Islamic cleric who had actually visited Ireland only recently. So I think alarm bells are starting to be raised.
So the one of the difficulties that you ran into up until now, when it came to either the Egyptian authorities or the Irish, was that it was viewed as a civil case. This is a civil matter. It's not up to us. You know, it's not our kind of bailiwick to get involved in civil matters, essentially. That was the kind of the pushback.
Yes, and another thing that really kind of upset me is the fact that DFA have always considered this just to be like a love tug of war case between like a husband and wife, and they've never taken it seriously. Like, to date, my children have never been offered, and as I must reiterate, my children are Irish born citizens. They have an Irish passport, they have Irish passports, and obviously their passports have yet to even be cancelled. But sorry, I've lost my trail of thought.
Yeah, no, look, that's understandable, because yes, there's so much going on.
It's so complex. Yeah. But what I want to say is that now I feel that, as I said, due to the fact that I have been incredibly reasonable, the authorities are now starting to think, OK, this is now okay, really, really serious. And child kidnapping, it is a crime in Egypt, even when it's done by a parent. But as again, I'm not an expert on this. Maybe someday I might be. So if Egypt really had concerns for my two beautiful boys, or wanted to stop the constant stream of child kidnapping, their government should or would arrest fathers who do this and reform the law to make the penalties more significant and send a message that Egypt isn't a willing participant in child kidnapping. So to date, Egypt doesn't prosecute these men, which means it is their policy to assist in child kidnapping by condoning it by inaction.
And do you know what's going to happen when you go to Egypt and meet with this chief prosecutor? Will there be anyone else there? Might there be a possibility that you and your estranged husband, your estranged partner, will come face to face? Have you been talked through any of that?
Well, I will be accompanied by my mediator, Dr. Micheál O'Hurley. But I would like your listeners to know that Mr. O'Hurley has actually written to the Department of Foreign Affairs regarding the concerns regarding my safety. Obviously, my Egyptian lawyers have, consulted with Mr. O'Hurley, and on the DFA website, Irish citizens are asked to not travel to Cairo apart from obviously the tourist areas like Sharm el Sheikh and even other European countries have advised, such as other European countries, the UK and the US, have advised their citizens that travel should be avoided. So to date, I'm yet to receive a reply from the Department of Foreign Affairs regarding this. So in essence, Mr. Micheál Martin Tánaiste is, he's putting it on the website that Irish citizens should prevent should not really partake in travel, but he's happy for an Irish mother to go there, and I'm not even going to be given any clarification regarding what support I'm going to get when I'm there.
Yeah, so
and obviously they do know why, they know that I left the country because of concerns regarding my safety.
And I think it's worth reiterating, you mentioned the boys' passports as well. I mean, they entered Egypt on Irish passports, so
yes,
they're in Egypt as Irish citizens.
Yes.
And even if the view of Irish authorities up until now was this is a civil matter, he said, she said, we're not getting involved, you're now going over, have been invited over to meet with the chief prosecutor with a view to possible kind of criminal proceedings being initiated. So this is kind of elevated now to a much more serious level. So one would imagine the Department of Foreign Affairs, I have to get involved. I don't know how much longer they can just not answer these emails or respond.
Well, one would think that, Kieran, and I totally agree with what you're saying. Like, as in, I keep being told that, oh, Mr. Micheál Martin or Tánaiste has raised this with the Egyptian Foreign Minister, Mr. Shukri, last November, and only in April. But they haven't told me what has come from that. Obviously, it's not working. You know, I have through my mediator, we have requested that a complaint is raised with the Egyptian authorities that my ex-partner had participated in Irish legal proceedings. So he has recognised the jurisdiction of the Irish courts. An Irish High Court judge, and I do believe that Irish High Court judges are actually appointed by our government. So it should be our government's responsibility to adhere and ensure that her order is adhered to and enforced. So more needs to be done. The complaint needs to be raised. Mr. Micheál Martin has yet to even give a response on why he will not raise that complaint. And he knows that my case is not an isolated case. And he knows from previous cases of women who travelled there after their children were abducted, and that they were beaten, and in some cases put in very, very serious situations. So action needs to be taken.
Well, listen, we will get on to the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Tánaiste as well for a statement in response to all of that. So, I mean, what's the level of hope now, Mandy?
I will never give up hope. Never, never. It's ingrained in me. And I really wouldn't wish the last 2 years on anybody. It has just been absolutely horrific. My whole life has completely been turned, and obviously my children's life has been turned completely and utterly upside down. Really, it's been absolutely horrific. And I wake up every morning to have to deal with this. And I feel that the system here in Ireland is just to try and break parents, that they give up hope. But I remain hopeful. I'd like to let your listeners know as well that I wrote to, I actually handed a letter to our new Taoiseach, Mr. Simon Harris, and I feel privileged that he wrote, that his office wrote back to me, and I look for, like, as in he vouched his support, and I look forward to him putting his weight behind getting Egypt to put a stop to the kidnapping of not only my children, but of other Irish children.
Mandy Kelly, thank you again, Mandy.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
For joining us. And listen, that visit to Egypt to meet with that chief prosecutor is due to happen in the next little while as well. So we will keep in touch as well,
Many
if that's
thanks.
All right with you. And like I say, we will follow up with the Department of Foreign Affairs and An Tánaiste and Micheál Martin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.